My number one source of imposter syndrome is when I see designers prototyping these beautiful interactions. Like, maybe you've seen some of Gavin's recent explorations for the Linear mobile app. I mean, I consider this the pinnacle of craft. Like, it's one thing to create gorgeous interfaces, but when you're thinking through complex interactions from first principles, that, to me, is design on expert mode. And it's a big reason why Linear lists it as a requirement 3 separate times in their job description for principal designer. So how do you become a great interaction designer? Well, I think it requires you to design with the materials. I mean, having your hands in the clay is the only way to unlock interaction design as a core skill. It reminds me of a tweet from Vincent at Figma, where he says that the last 40% of the design process happens in code. You can either accept that you won't be part of that design process or join in. And thankfully, it's never been easier to join in. If you're on web, then you can make incredible prototypes with Lovable. And if you're on mobile, you can design with native materials and ship them directly to Xcode with Play. I mean, it's getting harder for designers to make excuses for why they're not working directly with the materials. And this becomes especially true when you're designing for mobile, because touch gestures really raise the ceiling for interaction design. Just take it from Gavin Nelson, who's designing the Linear mobile app.
You don't have things like hover states, but you do have things like multi-touch gestures on iOS, for example. It applies a unique set of constraints, but it also like opens up a whole new world of possibilities. And that's where a lot of I find nice interaction design to come in on mobile.
All of a sudden, the interactions aren't the easing curves that you're slapping on at the end of the process. They're the design itself. So I asked Gavin, what's a mobile app that you're inspired by?
I've used Netflix for years, but almost always just through the website. And I download the app, and the app, it feels like one of those things that has like no right to be as well crafted as it is, but it's incredibly well done. When you scroll down, the header kind of shrinks very elegantly and gets out of your way a little bit, which I love. Those are little details that I really think like come together to put that extra layer of polish on an app.
So I caught up with Jonam Trivedi, who worked on the Netflix redesign, to get a little bit of the backstory.
They wanted to figure out, how can we make this app feel a little bit more alive and dynamic, right? Versus kind of like a vending machine or something like that. I think one of the first ones that we knew we wanted to do was that shared transition from the artwork to the detail page. That seemed kind of like a no-brainer, right? It's like, okay, we have this like beautiful artwork already. We can make that detail page more immersive, right? It wasn't like we designed this new art direction for the homepage and then figured out like, oh, how do we like tack on interactions, right? We wanted the whole thing to feel very cohesive.
We talk a lot about improving your taste by paying attention to pixel level details and recreating the UI of your favorite apps. But the thing that I'm paying attention to more and more is how apps move and the little details that make an interaction special. It reminds me of something that Alex Cornell said.
If you only interact with system apps and don't really mess with your phone too much, it's like you're kind of only really going to be exposed to those moves, you know? Whereas if you take an app like Amy, the calendar app, they've got like a little panel, the little pane that slides around. There's a really cool interaction when you tap on any of the things in between the panes. And it's like just being exposed to that idea that somebody had now makes you think like, oh yeah, what if apps did have like multi-plane, you know? And I saw it actually, there was somebody on Twitter the other day, they posted an idea and it was a little panel back and forth like this. And I was like, I know where that came from.
I actually interviewed Dennis, the founder and designer of Amy, and it was interesting to hear him talk about how intentionally they made their app pageless.
When people have a bottom tap bar, they just say like, yeah, it's fine if everything's a page. I think if you look at our iOS app, it's actually very fluid, mainly because there is no real pagination. I think the only real page we have is the settings page. The rest is like more free-flowing, more like, you know, expands and collapses from somewhere.
In Amy's case, the way that the split panel moves is the design. I mean, if it doesn't feel or behave in the right way, then it doesn't matter how pretty the static mocks are. It's like when Jonam was talking about working on interactions for the iPad pointer.
You can't fake anything there, right? If you make something and for some reason it feels off or it feels bad, the experience of using this product just now feels bad.
Real quick message, and then we can jump back into it. So here's the thing. The last few prototypes that I've made haven't been in Figma. Instead, I'm using Lovable. And honestly, it feels like magic to create real software without touching a single line of code. I mean, you could literally build whatever you can come up with, and it's good. Like, I'm genuinely proud of the prototypes that I'm making, and developers can't believe how quickly I'm able to bring my ideas to life. So this is your wake-up call. Don't stay stuck in rectangle land. I mean, I promise Lovable is way easier than you think, and I'm having more fun designing right now than I have in a long time. So head to dive.club/lovable to start building today. That's Lovable. As a designer, I'm always talking to people. I mean, team meetings, design crit, user interviews. So it's super important to capture the ideas and the feedback that I'm getting. And that's why I never, ever, 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 ever have a conversation about design without running Granola in the background. It's like Apple Notes, but it transcribes my meetings for me. So when the meeting ends, Granola enhances the notes I've written, and I can even ask questions or get tailored summaries from the call. I mean, it's very quickly become a staple tool in my design practice. Every single designer should be using this. And if you want to go to the secret link dive.club/granola, then you and your team can get 3 months free. That's dive.club/GRANOLA. Okay, now on to the episode. When the quality of what you're designing is dictated by the interaction itself, you can't wait too long in the design process to make something that feels real.
At that point, I might turn to prototyping to put together a very low fidelity prototype that has kind of a higher fidelity implementation of the interaction, just to test it out and see, like, okay, that doesn't work, or it needs to change in this way. Make it as kind of indistinguishable from what I might see in production if it was built over an engineering cycle. And the goal with that being is you can just hand that to someone and say, what do you think of this? Does it work? Maybe there's a little context setting of like what the goal is of this, like what you're trying to get done, but you hand it to someone and you say, like, change the properties on this linear issue. And that is a real life user test in a way. Like, can they do it? Do they find it easy? Does it take them way too many taps to do? When you have that prototype that maybe just entirely spaghetti code that's never actually going to ship in the background, but it creates this very high fidelity thing that's indistinguishable from production, that's like the universal language of getting feedback and just like testing your idea for real.
If the interaction is a core part of the design, then reaching a fidelity level that is indistinguishable from production is the only way to get real feedback on your work. And this is why I'm so fascinated with a tool like Play. Here's co-founder Dan Lasavita to share more.
Could a designer that maybe doesn't have as much experience in Swift deliver the same level of fidelity with a tool like Play and be able to get their ideas to a level of conviction? That is what the product unlocks.
It doesn't matter if you're using Play, Lovable, Cursor, Arrive. The point is that high quality interaction design demands high fidelity prototypes.
You need to test at the fidelity that you're prototyping at. So if you want to test an interaction paradigm or a different pattern, you actually need to prototype that thing. You can't prototype half of that thing and expect to get the feedback that is going to be usable.
I think this is why I'm so excited about all the latest advancements in AI. I mean, 10 years ago, I was drawing invisible rectangles as click targets for page transitions in a tool called Flinto. And here we are. I mean, we're so close to the real thing. So I want to end with one more clip from Dan.
One of the most important jobs of a designer is choosing between the best options. Of course, you're going to rely on your gut and your intuition, but you want to have conviction. With whatever solution you're putting forward, how can we get to that conviction if we don't even touch and feel our designs? It's like a sculptor that spends all their time drawing a picture of the 3D sculpture and then spends the last 10% with their hands in the clay. The more layers of abstraction that we add, it increases our comfort zone, because for every layer of abstraction is an excuse or a finger point to something else or someone else, where I then don't have to take accountability. The closer you get to the real thing also increases your level of accountability and responsibility. And so why wouldn't we want tools that can give us greater conviction in the things that we are going to ship?
The design tool renaissance is officially here, and I'm pretty grateful that having a podcast means that I get to have a front row seat. So definitely more to come on this topic, and I will see you next week.